Okay, so the next section then firmly opens the way for your power to flow. I consciously choose to be love energy. I infuse my day and my life with love. I magnetically attract experiences of love energy. Woohoo! Talk about powerful. Consciously choosing to be love energy, anchoring that choice by writing it out and immersing yourself in that feelings, those emotions, it changes everything. This section will rock your world when you fully implement the energy that it holds. I remember when I learned that I had a choice as to how I felt. Oh, this was years ago. I was blown away. I had been living my life by emotions influenced by outside experiences and thought that's all there was. I was just in the muck of it all the time. Boy, recreating over and over again all these awful experiences that, you know, nobody would even believe some of the stuff that happened. But then I learned that even though something upset me, once the surprise was over, I had the power to consciously choose how I was going to continue to react, how I was going to continue to feel. I could continue down the rabbit hole of anger and anxiety and worry, or I could choose to shift my energy to love by infusing the situation and the people with love. That choice was up to me. That was a game changer. This is a life changer. When you consciously choose to be the higher vibration of love, your life changes. Remember, we manifest through our emotions. If you're the emotional vibration of love and gratitude throughout your day, what kind of experiences do you think you'll magnetically attract to you? The answer is good ones. I remember in high school reading a line from Shakespeare, and I'm paraphrasing because I didn't look it up to get the exact wording. Things are neither good nor bad, but thinking makes them so. I wasn't in agreement with that because in my teenage mind, there were good things and bad things. They just were. But now I know that the power was in the second part of the statement. Thinking makes them so. You know, from the angelic realm, there is no good or bad. It just is. It's experiences. Because, you know, we think in linear time and we think in beginnings and ends. You know, the human body is born and the human body dies. But the spirit is eternal. So experiences here on earth, that's all they are. They're just experiences. Our human selves determine whether they're good or bad. We judge that. And now I know that, you know, thoughts hold an energetic charge. Your emotions combined with your thoughts broadcast out energy that's mirrored back to you. And if you don't consciously choose the energy you wish to vibrate in, you'll default to whatever the dominant energy is in your subconscious. And remember, the subconscious lives in the past. And until we can create a past of love energy, that past is probably less than love. It's painful, and it creates a cycle of what we don't want: more pain, disappointment, worry, and anxiety. And that energy, that uncomfortable energy becomes dominant in our subconscious because it was painful. That's why it's dominant. Now, this section sets the tone for your life. I infuse my day and my life with love. And we're going to experience that guided meditation for you to do this. We're going to do that before we complete. You have the power within you to pull from that love that is your essence, that divinity within, and infuse your day and your life with that love. And this experience expands your light. This experience broadcasts out the highest outcome or better. When you infuse love into your day, you can focus specifically on certain aspects of your day, a meeting, traveling, you know, whatever you know you're going to be doing. But you can also infuse this love into the unknown with the intention of creating the highest outcome. And when it comes to infusing love into your life, what area do you want to improve? Infusing love sets and anchors your intention, and it is powerful. The vibration of love opens the way to create and live a higher outcome, the highest outcome. Infusing love opens the way for you to use your power. You're setting the intention. You're moving energy. You're raising your vibration, and life has no choice but to improve. When you infuse love into your day and or your life sincerely from your heart, you become a magnet for experiences of that love energy. Magic happens. And again, when you consciously choose to be love energy, if you feel resistance in your body, this is a red flag to observe that resistance energy and give it a name. Is it anxiety? Worry? Not good enough? And ask your angelic team to show you why you're feeling this. Dive deeper into the energy to learn why you're feeling it and heal it, transforming it to love. And if you need help with this, if you're unsure how to do this, please schedule a private session with me. Because, you know, I want to teach you how to fish, teach you how to do this. Not so you keep coming back to me, but because you know now what to do. Once you learn how to do it, you know. And the next time the resistance shows up, you know exactly what to do. But if you need help getting there, schedule a private session with me.